spermatozoa. Spermatozoa are secreted by the male gonads. Oh. Those gonads. Semen extender. Wait, this is too much about ejaculation and how it works, complications and disorders.
Life is a challenge.
How do you get through it?
Laughing at the dark and dirty. We walk you through all the naughty secrets of the adult industry, and you get to be a fly on the wall with two best friends in the business of boobs.
We want to hear your dirty secrets too.
If you have stories to share, questions for us, need advice,
then send us an email to twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. We'll always be laughing here. It's our favorite way to cope. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button, share with a friend, and leave us a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. And we thank you for coming this week.
Just a quick announcement before this week's episode. Our 3-year anniversary is coming up, and we have something big we will be dropping July 29th. We'd love for you, our amazing audience, to get involved. Share your favorite episodes, thoughts on the topics we discuss, questions, and anything else you'd like to submit as we prepare for our 3-year anniversary. This is a huge achievement, and we want to hear from the people who make this show possible. Email twndpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. Thank you for coming each week, and remember to like, subscribe, and share with a friend. Now, let's get into this week's debauchery. How does that sound?
Good. We both sound nasally. At least we're on the same page.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if my lipstick is okay because I couldn't really see. Hi. My bangs are off kilter. Welcome back to the show. This is the Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast, and we are starting because, listen... You did my bangs, as you always do, and for some reason, they've grown uneven. They want to be curtain bangs so badly. So to hide them, I put a beanie hat on at Laura's suggestion. However, I don't really know how long I can handle. I can't believe that I used to wear a hat like this, like all through my emo phase, and I just dealt with these bangs, like being all in my eyes, so nobody had to see my trauma, my fear, my anger, and my sorrow.
Like, did they go more to the side?
Well, they did, but then it would be like,
do it.
Do it. Just like that. Yeah. I was an emo kid. It's not just a phase, Mom. Mom's just... like, I don't listen to this. What do you mean? Oh, man. Do you think some people like, do grow out of the phase and they don't like the music anymore? Because I don't want to hear the music all the time.
Yes.
But I feel like there are still those days where you need to hear those tracks. You
know what I mean? Well, it's kind of like it will take you back to those times too. Like it reminds me of those years. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm not going to say music's it's a phase because like you said, you might not like want to listen to that stuff, but like, I listened to some hardcore metal back in the day. Do you think I'm driving around now listening to that? No.
I sometimes do. I like to do that when I train sometimes.
But it's like there's probably a time and a place. Yeah, like when you're training.
Yeah.
But it's not like I'm like busting out my old records, you know, and like listening to some hardcore shit.
What do you feel? Do you feel like there's been new music out lately that you've liked? Because I feel like a lot of, like, I've been going back to playing like old stuff. And I hate to be one of those old people because I'm not saying there's no good new music. But a lot of it feels very... meh.
Yeah, there's like not much new that I'm impressed by.
Yeah.
I mean, very few.
We'd love suggestions if you guys have suggestions for us. I just kind of feel like I've been reverting to like the old high school playlist.
I've been like finding more like bands that I've been listening to lately are more like instrumental bands. Like more like where it's just the music and not a ton of singing. Like more vibey stuff that you can hang out to and like just kind of like have it as background music.
I like that for editing.
Yeah, like where you can get lost and not really like have to like
feel like that lo-fi
like
kind of fun stuff like that.
I'm listening to a lot of that kind of stuff lately.
Oh, we were I can't ever remember for some reason, but did you grow up religious?
I mean, not like religious, but we went to church for like holidays and stuff. And, and yeah, like my mom was like, always like, oh, you know, we pray, but.
I said, no, if you had like certain like music or whatever that you like weren't allowed to listen to.
Music was always like open.
Cause this was brought up the other, sorry. This was brought up the other day and it brought me back to high school. So I'm in my hair flipping phase. Imagine that's why I have a bad neck from all like the bang flipping that I did in high school. That would be hilarious. Did it to myself. Thank you. What was I saying? Oh, but like old music. And I was thinking of this band because I had their CD for it. I would dance around my room singing, because I was only allowed to listen to like basically Christian music for the most part. Like even like the radio stations that my mom had were like two like specific stations to listen to in the car. You hear like the same, like, I can't remember. Isn't Coldplay like a Christian band or something maybe like that? We have a lot of like evangelical music trying to be kind of like poppy, but there was this one band that I could listen to. It's called Jump 5.
Don't you hate ads? They take away from the conversation, but you can go ad-free with us at patreon.com/twndpodcast. We create monthly photo sets, host Zoom chats for our dirtbag tiers, and even create short films. We have a wholesome pledge option if you want to show a little support, or dirtbag tier if you want to go all the way with us. We release episodes a day early for all tiers, and each episode is ad-free. So if you want to level up, go to patreon.com/twndpodcast and show your support.
Uh-huh. And I put it on just for gigs the other day, because I was thinking about that and how eventually once I started driving and I could like buy CDs, I would hide them in like the CD cases of something else.
You'd put it under the CD.
Yeah, like you get like Tool or like Evanescence or like My Chemical Romance, you just hide that like something that's like gospel or whatever. Like, but Jump 5, and I went and I put it on, I listened, I was like, this is what you danced around in your room to? Spinning Around by Jump 5? Look it up. I don't want to get copy striked, but look it up. That's what I danced to. That's what I thought was cool. And I would make up dances in my bedroom.
Was it
alone.
Religious music?
Like Jump kind 5? Of like pop religious Christian band. I don't even know how long they lasted. Like it was one of those like NSYNC kind of like groups of like it's two boys, three girls, some shit like that.
Are they still around?
I don't think so.
Are they touring now?
If they are, we should go.
Old fans here.
But it was just so like icky. But then I was thinking about like doing the dances in my bedroom alone. And now how like everybody does dances in their bedroom, but they put it on the internet. I'm like, if any footage of me existed from that time, I would never want anyone to see.
Except for me.
And I know that's like saying a lot because I like my butthole's on the internet, you know what I mean? But it's kind of like for some reason there's something more cringy about
that.
This is no hate. I mean, maybe, I don't know. I don't really care. It's just funny to me because it would be more cringy for me to attempt to do like a dance that I'm doing like back and forth, like without taking my clothes off. For what purpose? To what end? Because it feels cringier for me to just do a TikTok dance than to like make a video putting in a butt plug and shaking my ass around and barking. I would rather do that than make a TikTok dance.
Good to know. Man, that's extreme.
At least for what I'm getting paid, like for the other, what the hell? Do you know what I mean? If I'm gonna be embarrassed, I want to be paid for it. Thank you.
You don't want to be questioned if you're well.
I mean, I know I'm not well, so there isn't really a question in my mind, but the question remains for me. If I'm gonna put myself through the shame and embarrassment of something, I might as well be compensated for it.
Yeah.
Enough said.
Exactly. Oh my god.
But anyway, this is like, if you do TikTok, that's cool. I'm just like good for you, because I'll be over here putting in plugs and stuff talking about TikTok dances being cringe.
Making money off of it.
And it's not even cringy like on their end, because like some people are really good at it. I'm like, damn, that footwork though, like that's crazy, that looks really cool. And then I think for like half a moment I'm like, could I incorporate this into my line of work perhaps? And I start to do something and I'm just like, immediately no. I don't know what the that was, but it was embarrassing, so I'm not gonna post it. So the fact that y'all can do it, cool, great on you, but it ain't for me. I know that. Anyway,
are people still doing like, I mean, are people, I go on TikTok very very seldom, so like are people still doing those like TikTok dances and shit? Is that like a big thing still?
Do you want to know what TikTok shows me? I don't really know what's relevant. TikTok dances could be over. I don't get shown anything that's relevant. Sometimes I keep getting these like people who, you know, when someone takes a video and it looks like it's almost in slow motion because the phone itself or something must be so old Do you know what I mean? Where it looks like an old, like almost stop motion thing.
Like it's glitchy.
Yeah. But they're also trying to use a filter. So it's slowing it down even more. It's a weird process.
Get
and because
phone.
And because no, the camera quality on the phone is so bad, the filter doesn't look right at all. So the filter is moving all confused. The filter is confused. Everyone's like confused to the point of like, how does TikTok even work on a phone this old? And I keep getting those shown to me.
That's what you're
and most
getting?
Of the time they're not doing anything. It'll be them like laying there in bed like... like watching something, like they don't know that they're doing a duet, or it'll be like, there was this one, and this woman, God help her, because there was like not a lot of hair going on, but it was also the weird, almost like mushroom like hair, you know, like when guys start balding that way.
Yeah.
And it was kind of swept, which didn't make a lot of sense, but it was one of those grainy like things moving back and forth, and she's doing a lip sync to something. I don't even know what the lip sync was to, but it was so off that it looked like she was just having an entirely different conversation than whatever the sound was playing. And that's kind of what I see. Or I get things that are like this one girl, she keeps coming up, she has like the most perfectly sculpted butt, and I just look at her and I feel bad about myself because I train my butt all the time and it's never gonna look like that, and that's okay, but like she's really hot. I get like grumpy old granny. I don't even get served gym granny anymore, which is very unfortunate.
There's gym granny.
Yeah, she's like an aggressive gym
granny. I think
granny.
We should both open up our TikToks and see what it gives us as our first video, shall we. You guys, this is just a test. I hope you're here with us still and listening out there. Where are you? Okay, TikTok, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I have one of those, but I didn't get it from TikTok shop. Not from Amazon.
Okay, so what's your...
I get just me saying the most random shit to be a part of the conversation to someone else using a sound. And I don't even need to play it. I'm like, I know it doesn't... She's cool, I'm sure. It just doesn't have interest to me. Like,
what's
half the time,
on?
I'll scroll through to try to find something that's interesting. Because people are like, oh, like, what about all the cute, like, corgis? Or the other day, I had this girl come up on my page and she just... talking about, she's like, I don't know what people are getting served on TikTok. I wish I could remember this girl's name. I can't, or I'd do a shout out. But she's like, I was trying to talk to people about gnome talk and nobody else has heard of gnome talk. And I was like, I fucking love gnomes. Why have I not heard of gnome talk? And then you go to like search for kind of gnome talk and all you can find is people talking about gnome talk. And I think that they're just fucking with me at this point because I don't see anything about gnomes or the war of gnomes. And I love gnomes. And I actually have a gnome to introduce you to.
Yes.
It's from Kay. So unfortunately, we were supposed to do Friendship Challenge Book, but Laura and I might do that on our own eventually because Kay, as y'all know who follow her and sub to her on the OF pages, Kay is moving. So we are unable to complete your call as dialed. So, but she left us a prize that she has gifted to us with all of her talents, something that she knew that I would love and that would earn a home in the podcast room. So are you ready to unveil the gnome?
Can I open?
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
So we have Star
Horse.
That
is freaking awesome.
Star Horse on his butt. She also painted him a nice little butt crack.
OMG.
She has my name here. She has the Harry Potter symbol from when we did our Harry Potter videos together.
Oh my gosh.
Skull and Bones from The Pirate. Her name. Hawaii. Fruit Smash. That Dirty Soap. When she took me to get these little guys and the little s'mores and we went out. And
this is beautiful.
And this is the date that her and I first shot porn together.
Okay, this is a work of art.
And she wanted me to make an asterisk next to this and write wise guys. Because she had a moment after she left us at the house that she texted me. She's like, I just realized it's the wrong place. We've never been to the Laugh Factory.
But how good is
and
that?
I'm like, it makes it even better that it's just like somewhere random that neither of us have gone.
She's going to have to come back very soon in the future and we'll have to make a trip to the Laugh Factory. This is a work of art.
It is a work of art.
I love it so much. Look how beautiful the s'more is.
They're so
Everything
cute.
Everything is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Holy cow.
Yeah. I was like, impressive. the talent.
And it's just, this is a work of art.
It's like our Polaroid wall on a gnome of our friendship.
This is so beautiful.
Isn't it so cute?
I love it.
So shout out to Kay.
I love you.
Go give Kay a follow. She's awesome. It's at It's Kay Carter Babe on Instagram.
And we're going to go see her and make a trip out of this, too.
We do.
Let's go to, like, Tennessee.
We should. And like, I've heard Tennessee is up and coming. It looks pretty cool and sick and stuff.
You're the only 10 I see.
Hey. That reminded me of the pennies thing for some reason. So I was thinking about, did you travel much as a kid, like, for family trips or anything like that?
The only kind of traveling we did would be in the motorhome. So, like, it would be, like, in California. Mm-hmm. We never really crossed, like, state lines very much unless it was, like, the Grand Canyon, mm-hmm. you know, or, like, whatever, stuff like that.
Nice.
Yellowstone.
Yeah.
But did you guys, like, travel as
we started to, like, up? I remember for a long time, and then I think, like, things just stopped to a point that we just didn't. I don't remember when it ended. Probably when I got all angsty and shit. It was probably my fault. Sorry, everybody.
You were like, fuck that. I don't want to camp.
But we used to go. I remember there was like some places in Florida we'd go camping. We went out to like, where's the Mount Rushmore? South Dakota or North Dakota? We went all through the Dakotas and Montana and Wisconsin, the Dells for all the cheese curds.
My gosh. So
lots cheese of places. Curds. But I remember, like, it was just a lot more common to go drive and take trips. I'm like, when did that end? We used to do, like, geocaching. Do you know what geocaching is?
Is that, like, hunting for geodes?
No. So it's, like, people would leave these, like a metal box, right? And everybody would, like, take something and leave something. And there would be locations that you could find on these little, like, GPS trackers. And people would leave, like, pin marks of where these things were. So you had to, like, hunt for the box.
GPS
and
you're supposed trackers? To,
like, yeah. I can't remember what they were, but it was like back in the day when things were actually starting to get like navigation and stuff like that. But it would be like, here's a location, you drop it and you find it on the map, and then you like work out where to.
So what were in these boxes? Like explain.
Just like junk, like people. Whoa, they would like cool. leave something, you take something, so you leave and take. And
does this still exist today?
I don't know, but if it does, we should try it. Geocaching. I remember that from back in the day.
Look it up. If you guys have ever done this, call in, write in.
I have this
702-900-6446.
Yeah, there are still some around, so we could play with it. I'll leave it as a tab. Yeah, I'll leave it as a tab. We can look into it because that'd be a fun trip. We go look for geocaches.
So never but did that.
I thought it was cool because like time capsules. Like, yeah. Of the time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I never did those either.
No.
But I knew of them. Like I remember like growing up, people would be like, we're going to put some box in the earth and like put things in it. Yeah. I never did it. Like, I know people that did, but I never did it.
I was one of those people. So, I used to do it for myself.
Do you know where these things are still?
It's like, I probably couldn't find it now.
What did you put in there?
I would put in random things like here's a photo or like, you know, I've always been a keepsake person.
Yeah.
So I'd put like random things or like write a message or something and I would like bury it. Like when I would go out like rollerblading or biking to like one park that I always went to and I would just like leave them around in the woods and they're probably gone by now. Like,
I really just got the urge to write a message in a bottle and just put it in the lake.
Just see who picks it up.
Yeah. And like put maybe a podcast sticker in it.
Put a map, but it goes nowhere. You just send someone on a wild goose chase.
I mean, how cute would that be though? Also,
that would be cute.
Let's do it.
Maybe we have to start. We should take like a little trip somewhere soon.
Yes. For
pod, but not California. Dude,
Utah.
Fuck trying to go to California, because we had a plan this year too that we were like, let's try to go to Cali because there's people out there who they're like, come on our podcast. We're like, let's hang out. And I was like, let's shoot content. Fuck that. And I always say fuck that because I actually made an effort. It was like trying to get us a rental. Nobody gets back to you on any sort of information, or they're like, we'll get right back to you. And then it's like, you reach out, like they don't say anything. You reach out again. They're like, we rented it to someone else. I'm like, fucking tell a bitch. Like, yeah. I've been waiting. Like, it was just to the point where we couldn't lock anything down. And I don't see a reason.
Can we do Zion?
To go to California.
Can we do Zion?
Yeah, we could do
that. That would be so fun. Once it cools down.
Have you been to Sedona?
Yes. I love Sedona too, though.
Yeah.
Either one.
You haven't been to Zion?
Never.
Well, let's go to Zion then. Yeah. We'll have to do Zion. Yes. That'll be really fun.
We can hike.
There's a place on the way that we can go and pet farm animals.
Let's do it.
You can get like little feed for them. There's little llamas and
stuff.
Let's
go.
Yeah.
Let's
Really, really fun.
I'm just not a camper like in a tent.
We'll get like a cabin.
Or a glamper.
We'll get a cabin.
Okay, cool.
I spent a lot of time in tents in my youth. And this is no hate. It built resilience. Like, if I had to stay in a tent, I could. If I had to pitch a tent, I have. But if I had to pitch a real tent, I could. Do I want to? No. I do not want to do that. And listen, camping. Listen, Mom, I know you don't listen, but camping does not include air mattresses. Camping does not include going 10 minutes down the road to spend 3 days at a campsite with air mattresses. That's not camping. That's just like, why are we wasting our time? I never understood that too, because it's like, you're right next to home. We didn't even go that far. And now we have to go and like, ugh. Anyway, yeah, the whole fucking thing.
All right, as long as we're on that page together, we're good. Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm like so aggressive about camping.
I love it. Thank you.
You know, that campground is where I discovered that it was weird that my ribs stuck out further than my boobs. Someone told me.
Oh,
that.
I hated that growing up. My ribs always stuck out further than my boobs.
I don't know where the fuck this came from, but I just specifically remember like laying on the bench and you're laying back, right?
And ribs just being
so I didn't have any boobs. All right, let's be honest. But the audacity of this bitch to be like, your ribs stick out further than your boobs. Who the fuck do you think you are? I thought you were my friend, bitch. I bought you a Build-A-Bear. You know when you see like the really good sunset here in Vegas and you're just like, I want to lick it.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what it tastes like. You know what I mean? You know what it tastes like. And it tastes like sugar-free rainbow sherbet from Liquid IV. Go to liquidiv.com.
Yes.
And use code TWND to save 15% and get free shipping on everything that you purchase and experience better hydration today. Because I just ordered some more today. And let me tell you, I don't know what the heck Liquid IV is doing with their rainbow sherbet sugar-free. But let me just tell you, it slaps. Like... just keeps on slapping you in the face and you love it and you're like, yes, more daddy, more, ah, because that's how fucking good it is. So go to liquidiv.com, use code TWND, save 15%, support the pod, we would appreciate that.
Do it.
But
and your body will thank you.
The fuck kind of trauma shit did you do to me? God damn,
that's hilarious.
Anyway,
I used to like hate that growing up. No one ever pointed it out, but I hated it.
She was my friend. Do you know, this is why you've taught me that friendships can last more than 3 years. There's not a 3 year expiry, because that bitch lasted maybe 2.5. But it was just like, I remember that vividly. So fuck you. It's so rude.
You are crazy. That's fucked up. I've never really had a friend like that would roast me like that. That's a roast.
It was so unnecessary, too. After that, I didn't want to go square dancing. I was excited for it. I'm like, well, now I've realized another problem with myself. I guess I'll have to ruminate on that for the next 30 years.
Now you're just like, fuck her. God damn. No, thank you. Shit. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking about this the other day, because the Torture Molly tour that we talked about, like going and doing things I wouldn't like to do, I still want to like go golfing with you just to Let's make go. A video of me looking miserable. Even if I have fun, you have to understand I need to look miserable.
That's fine.
It's for the bit.
You're going to have fun.
Okay. Anyway, we'll see about that. But I was thinking about things I would not do now.
What?
And one of them is like, as much as I've loved like theme parks, like we were talking about in the past, I'm like, I don't need that anymore. And I've heard about the lines and I'm not into it. But you know what else I won't do anymore? A water park.
No.
A water park. But I remember when I was a kid, a fucking water park? Dude, I would live there. I would live there. I had fantasies about being the person who got to send people down the slide. Like, now after you, and now after you, and I tweak my little whistle. Yeah. Like, you get to control who goes down the slide first. If you don't like someone, back of the line, all the way back down the stairs.
Too short.
Oh, you're giving me attitude? Oh, I'm sorry, you're too short to ride this ride. Oh, no. Oh, take off your flip-flops. Like, you run that shit. You're at the top of the tower, you know what I mean?
You're the boss.
You're the boss. Never did live out that dream, but some dreams aren't meant to live. Some are meant to die. Early on.
She writes a new resume to become one.
Oh, fuck.
You spent years training corgis around the pool. Yeah. You could do kids.
I have, actually.
I don't want to.
That's way too much responsibility. The other thing about like how crazy it was at a water park, like, did you go to water parks when you were a kid?
I went to one, and it was just like when I was in New Mexico visiting family, and that's what they would do. It wasn't like a thing.
Because I remember the wave pool. There's like the big, and it looks really ominous because it's like a pool that starts shallow.
It starts going.
And it casually like just declines into like nobody can touch. And it's all very calm and chill. And then
And
then the sirens start. Because once the sirens start, you know, the waves are starting to come. So people are out there on tubes so they can ride the waves. And they're out there. But then you're me and you're like, I'm a fish. I can breathe underwater. And so I don't want to be in the tube. I'm going to swim with those waves. The waves are coming. They're crashing. Everybody's pee is raining down on you. Because honestly what a water park is. It's just people peeing in a fucking pool. And I'm just in there. I'm just swimming. I think about how much fun I have, and now knowing what I know, I'm like,
God, did you get pink eye the next day?
I don't think I've ever had pink eye, which is surprising for the amount of water parks I went to. Sometimes I wonder how many things I feel like I did like all the time versus like they were just so significant that I maybe did them once or twice and I thought it was all the time.
How have you never had pink eye?
I don't think I have.
No one's farted on your pillow then.
And I eat ass. Like, I really don't think I've ever had pink eye.
She eats ass, guys.
I mean.
Fully.
I'm trying to think, but not that I can think of. Damn. I got, like, cum in my eye before.
Yeah,
and that was terrible. I've
short-lived.
Got punched in the eye before. It swelled up.
Same thing. Kind of same thing.
Yeah, except one is, like, had something pleasurable happening before it, and the other one had someone yelling at you before it, so it's different.
Kind of the same thing.
It's kind of the same. Oh god or oh god, you just make me so fucking mad sometimes. Whack.
Wait, we don't condone that.
No one else is ever gonna love you like I do.
We're sick, clearly. You know, it's only something we can laugh at, though, because we've been through it.
I will laugh whatever the fuck I want to laugh at, and I do not care. Listen, you can't break somebody who used to swim without a tube in the wave pool. When the waves are crashing in, swimming in that urine, and I'm resilient, all right? Because I didn't drown. People would blow their little whistles at me. Shut the fuck up. I know how to swim. I know how to breathe underwater. This wave pool can't kill me.
I got
now,
this.
Oof, disgusting.
I got this.
But I really liked the tube slides as well because you get to go on the tube and you're just zipping down.
See, I've never done one of those. Okay, I remember seeing them in commercials like for Wild Rivers or whatever it was called. Yeah. And like it looked dope. Or like there was the really long, deep down one. You know? They were like, whoa, that's the one.
Or ones that you'll go like way up the side and then way up the side.
How is that? Crazy?
Because it's like a big, like that. And you just...
like a dolphin.
And you're maybe gonna fall off, but you have that superior arm strength and you're just like,
do you hang on to something like a raft?
You're on the tube and then you have handles, so you gotta like brace yourself in the tube. You can rock the tube.
Holy
but you know
moly.
The worst fucking ride at a water park, you
what?
Guess what it is?
What?
Have you ever been on a lazy river?
Oh.
What the fuck?
It does nothing.
This is what a lazy river is. Maybe it's just for tired parents. I don't really understand what the point is, but water just slowly moves. It doesn't careen. No, it just glides. It don't even glide. Glide is much too fast for whatever the fuck is happening in this river. And then there's like sometimes little waterfalls that are coming down that will like attack you. Like as you're just sitting there in your tube. You're not supposed to swim around the lazy river. You're supposed to sit in your tube. And it is so fucking
boring.
How
long does it take?
So long.
Because it goes around, right?
So
like all around?
Yes, all the way back around. There's different areas you can exit it or whatever, but everyone wants to just ride on the lazy river. And I'm like, this is the most fucking boring shit in the universe. Like, I would duck down in my tube. I'm swimming to other people's tubes. I, like, grab my brother's feet under. I'm like, ha! Like, I'm just like a water gremlin. Because I was like, this is so fucking boring.
That's how all the drunk parents, they go to those. So they could just, like, be in their floaty and just sit there and sip their long ass margarita things.
Yeah.
And like, they'll
I like to like
right,
squirt
we'll
people.
Be here.
Like get the clam hands going on. You're like, and it just squirts. Or you like push their tube so that they go into the waterfall and you don't have to. And then you duck under your tube. You swim around. But it's so boring the way that it's meant to be written. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes you're like, I'm over this.
That's how it feels like when we're trying to make stuff.
Yeah.
Like, not with you, but I'm saying, like, when we try to involve, like, too many people in the process of doing things. And I feel like some people are just, like, in the lazy river of life.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is enough for me. And I'm like, that's not enough for me.
Yeah.
I'm like blowing them up, like I'm climbing up into their tube. Like, are you done being slow yet? Would you like to come back this way? Like, because it's so fucking boring.
Yeah. Some people are just like, they're content with the most bare minimum and not like going like even a little bit extra than that.
I'm like, do you understand that if you just sat in your tube and you kicked your legs a little bit faster, you could be done with the lazy river and then you could go on like three more rides, all the big slides that go or like back and forth. Like, and sometimes that feels like there's lazy river people.
Yep.
And then there's like adrenaline
the
people.
The people that are ready to fucking do shit. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get it done.
But fuck man, a lazy river.
I've never done one, and I'm not like ready to do a water park anytime soon. They're filled with just like
gross. We never should.
And then like just after seeing what they say about the Vegas pools.
Oh God.
Out here, like how disgusting. And we've talked about this, I'm sure, about how like they do tests on the pools on the strip and stuff. Yeah. E. coli.
Ugh.
Like shit, feces.
Ugh.
Probably some STDs. Who knows? Can that happen or no? Can an STD be picked up from a pool? Probably not.
I don't think so. But you don't want to chance it. That's what I know.
What if you're just like swimming, you know, and then like someone's pubic hair just floats by you? Like, wouldn't that be like just gross?
For some reason, I just pictured like one lone pube floating down a lazy river.
Happy as a clam.
Just like one little pube. You know there's so many pubes in a water park too, especially because it's like parents. And like, well, how many parents are trimming up down there? You know what I mean? Like, so you're just having like... A water park is so gross. But I loved a water park.
Back when we were little and didn't know. And we were innocent.
Fuck, we or were even young. Like wooden roller coasters.
Yeah.
Just like rattling your brain.
Yeah.
Like your bones are just like,
not cool. You'd have a mild concussion when you leave.
But you're just happy. You're like, oh, I have brain damage.
Oh, maybe that explains it.
I'm just kidding. It far preceded roller coasters, I'm sure.
How old were you the first time you went on a plane? Like flying somewhere?
I think it was to Mexico when I was...
Down in Mexico.
I don't know. Probably like somewhere around 10, I think.
Wow. You were young.
Yeah. I was afraid of flights because I got an ear infection on the way home and I thought it was from the airplane, the cabin changing ear pressure.
Oh, yeah. From going up really high and stuff.
Yeah. And it was a really bad ear infection. So for years, I thought that just like flying gave you an ear infection.
Well, I mean, if it happened from that and that was your first one, I would have thought that too.
Yeah. But I also used to think that you could die from eating your own hair.
Damn.
Because I used to chew on my hair like this. I like chew on it and, oh, fuck. Well, I guess that's why we don't do that anymore. But some wife of some guy that my dad was friends with, they lived in Colorado. It was this whole thing. I remember vividly. I have these weird, vivid memories of, it's very strange. I remember vividly sitting on the couch, I was chewing on my hair. She's like, don't chew on your hair. And I was like, I'm not chewing my hair if I want to. She's like, if you keep chewing on your hair, then you'll have a big ball of hair in your stomach and it will kill you.
Whoa.
And I stopped chewing on my hair real quick. And I never chewed on it again. She's like, you'll die because it will just keep accumulating in your stomach and you'll just have a big ball of hair. And you're not a cat. You can't like spit out. She's like telling me the stuff about this hair ball is growing in my stomach. For years, I thought like I just had hair growing in my stomach.
Fuck that. People don't think about before they talk in front of kids sometimes.
They're just like, let's scare them. And I'm like, I held on to that for years. It's one of my earliest memories.
Oh my gosh. Well, I remember like the whole like, don't swallow your gum, you'll never digest it shit. That scared me.
Yeah, I remember that
so
too.
I never would swallow gum.
No. When people would swallow their gum, I would like...
I know. I'd be like, are you okay?
Couldn't do that.
Like, why?
And people won't do it.
People would do it out of spite. Like, I remember kids growing up like thinking they were cool. I'll swallow my gum. Like, and then it's like,
well, what if you choke on it though? That's what I've always thought. And see, like, you know, gum is weird anyway, isn't it? You just have something that chew on, and for the most part, it loses its flavor almost instantly. It seems like a very pointless purchase.
Yeah.
Like you have to.
Mints are better.
Mints are better. I feel like they last longer. It leaves a better flavor, and they don't like. They don't lose the flavor as you lose the mint.
Then you don't have to spit them out either.
Yeah.
Less work.
I love mints.
Mints are what's up. If you're down with mints, no kidding.
My great grandma had these like Dutch like mints, and they were huge, like the coins. I think I showed them to you.
Remember? Yeah. You wouldn't eat them?
Oh, yeah. They were expired.
Those were bomb. Bitch. Where did you get those?
I think World Market, actually.
I need to get some of those. Those were really good because they were kind of like chalky at the end. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like good old chalky goodness. Yeah.
Oh, remember those candies that were like rainbowy colored and like they were all like chalk, but they were not the Smarties, the little ones, but they were thinner and bigger.
Show me this big.
Like that.
Like this big.
Pretty much.
Just a like two-finger job. No, I don't. I don't remember them. I must not have liked them.
Well, I liked them because they were like chalk. Hold on. I'll show you.
Oh, I remember what you're talking about. I didn't like them because they were too weird of a chalk. It wasn't the right kind of chalk for me.
These ones, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Necco.
The Neccos are little...
Wafer candy.
They're little...
Chalky.
They're like... They're like, what if we made Smarties bad?
Yes. I like them. It's like, I'm going to go get some today. With the mints.
It tastes to me like they're like when you eat them that they still have the flavor of the wax paper that they're like rolled in. And it's
so too good.
Extreme. For some reason, even when they're gone, I feel like they're stuck to the roof of my mouth.
Yeah.
And I don't like
it. Oh, but nothing beats that candy with the Pop Rocks that we got that was aggressive as hell.
Yeah, it just sounded like we were choking to death.
And it was coming out of our ears. It was awful.
That was way, way too aggressive. Because it was like sparking and hitting like the backs of our throats. Like,
I felt like it was 4th of July in our mouths.
Oh,
speaking of
4th
of July, that was like recently. I don't think we've talked about that. Like, I felt like this year, people were doing fireworks till like 2 in the morning.
It was really aggressive.
And like, we're talking really big fireworks, not just like the ones you can get that like sparkle and do shit on the ground.
Yeah,
like
no.
These are the ones that like you'd want to see like at some like, you know, like field where they're doing them over like something, nothing going on. Like, these are our neighbors.
No. And I was like, where are you even legally putting these off right now? And what sucks about that is doing it even like so late at night is like the dogs had finally calmed down from freaking out about the fireworks. They're finally going to sleep. And it's like,
again,
like all over again, like until 4 a.m. I was like, what are we doing? Like, also, did you see what happened? Not that we're a political podcast, but it's kind of big news.
Yeah, I did. So let's talk about this. I saw it yesterday while setting up.
Assassination attempts.
But don't order your sniper on Temu. Like, what the hell? Like, this guy, what is going on?
That was crazy. Like, I thought, like, because my man said something, I was like, is that a joke? Like, is it like a meme? Like, you know how people just meme everything now? It's like, what's that? I was like, God damn. That's crazy. I don't care, like, how much do you like or dislike someone. That's fucking insane.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Like, I was literally like eating a salad for lunch at the restaurant where I set up karaoke. Mm. And the waiter's like, hey, did you see what happened to Trump? And I'm like eating. And mm-hmm. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, oh, he got shot. And literally, like, my food just like fell out of my mouth. Cause I was like, wait, what? Cause I wasn't expecting that. Right?
I don't think anyone was.
And then, like, there was a couple sitting, like, a table over eating their food. And they're like watching it on their phone, like, right there eating their food and watching the news. Yeah. And I'm like, why is this not on the TV instead of some stupid sports game right now that, like, no one's watching? And, like, I'm like, what's going on? So then, the guy, like, changes the channel to, like, and sure enough, it's like breaking news. And Trump's there with like blood just like gushing out of his head or ear. Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on? What did I just miss?
It's pretty wild to me, but I think it's one of those things that at this point he's going to be reelected. Because I feel like something like that happens, you've kind of like just secured it either way. But I don't know that. I don't think whatever the details, I don't really want to look into it that
me
much
neither.
Because I don't like politics, and I think it makes people very, very angry. Obviously angry enough to be out there shooting people, which is absolutely wild, and it's tragic when anyone dies, but like, it's one of those things that I don't like to get too enmeshed in it because you can see what it does to people emotionally, mentally. And I'm just like, I don't really think any... One of the fucked up things about a president, too, is they only have a max of 8 years, you know? And most of, like I said, I don't want to ever get too political because it's just not my thing. But I think that people freak out often about, like, the wrong things because look at the people who are actually making the laws. Look at the people who have basically spent their entire life in politics. And yet the same kind of issues and unrest keep rising up, especially every time that there's an election year. And it just seems like these are things that could have been resolved by people who did have the power to do so many times over. So whether you like or dislike a president, and I'm staying completely out of that because I don't give a shit who you vote for, what side you're on, it doesn't matter to me. I'm saying as an overall picture, the president has very little sway in how things with the country are actually shifted overall when you look at a long enough timeline of people who have had the ability for years to do things and choose not to, or the people who want to maintain whatever semblance of power it is on either side, because that is their job and it is their job to continue to be reelected. And I can't really say that I feel like most people in the government have most of the general public's best interests at heart overall, for the most part. That's not at least how it's felt to me in my adult life. So I think that if there's anything to be upset about, it's the fact that they've been working very hard at dividing people for many, many, many years. Yeah. And I think we should be more mad about that, and that things like a political figurehead can divide people so much when there are bigger issues that people could honestly work out a lot better by just talking to each other and being supportive and acting like you give a shit about people. Because for most of the part, when I look out at the world and about people in general, a lot of people seem so self-focused and introspective that they really don't give a fuck about anybody else, and they don't think about things from the reverse, and they aren't open to having, you know, dialogue with people. And people just want a reason to be angry. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a lot of other reasons to be angry besides who the president is. Yeah. That's all I have to say.
People are more, and it's true, people are more quick to be angry versus like being active to like not.
And this is not to say that there aren't things to be angry about, of course, but it's also like there's a way to, you know.
Yeah. And also like we're not even in the election month.
No.
And shit's getting this wild. Yeah. Like, it's gonna get crazier, of course, and it already has hit the fan, right? Essentially, but like, everybody just like chill, relax. Yeah. This has definitely gotten to a point where now people are gonna probably fear like just going out in general. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah,
you know, with large groups and stuff too.
Yeah, I feel like COVID really fucked up a lot of things. Let's just say we're still experiencing fallout from that. And like, times are fucking hard right now, and people, you know, you look at like a general view of what people are saying who have things just fine, and they're like, everything is fine and everything is great. And then you talk to like most people and you're like, oh, it's not fine and it's not great. And it's like, I just don't understand, when everyone's kind of doing shit, mm-hmm. why everyone's out blaming people for their shit who are also going through shit. It's like, you know, your neighbor didn't fucking do that to you because of, you know, whatever these people did who made these rules, who like did, you know, whatever it is. You know, it just feels like people are not focusing their energy on things that are going to change anything in their lives. But maybe that's just kind of most people in general, where it's just kind of like, this is easiest for me to digest, and so I won't look into it further, or, you know, and it's just easier to be mad about something than to educate yourself on
or be what ignorant.
Could be different. Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
So crazy.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And now all of our feeds are filled with political shit, whether it's a meme or it's just like, people ranting about both candidates not being quality candidate or whatever it is.
And they're not, but I mean, it's also like one of those things that it feels like,
what can
it's
we
like
do?
A reality That's TV show.
Yeah.
It's like they've turned politics into like a, look what he said, and here's what, and it's like the Spider-Man meme, like, you.
Yes.
You.
Like, no, but also check out this.
Yeah. And this, can you believe that they did this? And what about these people who did this? And it's like,
oh gosh. It's like, it's more confusing, and
it doesn't,
it makes you not want to like care about it.
Yeah, because well, it also feels like your opinion just doesn't really matter. And then if you do have an opinion about something, I would have just advised keeping it to yourself, because no matter what it is, someone's not going to fucking like it. And then it's like, well, now we're in the business of trying to get people fired or deplatformed for having opinions. And I'm not saying that, of course, that everybody should just be allowed to say whatever they want, but kind of.
And let's face it.
Because that's what freedom of speech is. And I'm sorry, but if you are going to allow yourself to be influenced by something, that is on you, boo. It's like people who say that pornography like destroys people and destroys relationships, and sure it can, but so can weed, so can fucking cigarettes, so can alcohol, so can a myriad of other things. It is how you choose. I let alcohol start to destroy my life, and I let it be such a huge part of my life for so long that it took me so much time to get over that, and I'm still don't trust myself to just be like, well, it's been long enough, I could have a drink, because I don't trust that about myself. And those are things that you have to do, things that you have to take responsibility for in your own life. And it's not one side's fucking issue, and it's not that they did this to you. It's like you need to accept personal responsibility for yourself and realize that everything that you do has a cause and an effect. Like there are so many different ways to do something, but you cannot consistently just blame all your problems on somebody else and expect them to be fixed for you, because the only one who is going to do anything to drastically improve your life is yourself. Period.
Period.
But seriously, like, it's just, yeah.
And your opinion does matter overall. That's what I agree with on that. Like, even when you don't feel like it matters or it's not going to change anything, to you, it does. Mm-hmm. Your opinion is you. It's your inner thoughts. It's your beliefs. So but it does matter.
And don't let other people tell you what your opinion is. People can change your mind, but you also have to be, I feel like you have to be open to that, because it's like one of these things, like, I don't care. Like, if somebody else believes something that I don't believe.
Yep.
I'm not going to be like, well,
you're crazy.
Like, you're crazy. Because even if I think they are, it's not my business. Like, it's like, if that works for you, it's like with religion. Like, I don't give a fuck. If you are a religious person and it works for you, that is fucking great. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you to stop fucking doing something or change how you think, because everybody is different and everybody brings something unique to the table. And if you want everybody to be just like you, you're a fucking narcissist.
Yeah.
Like,
let's be real.
Like, even within the subset of people, like, don't, you can't force people to believe something that they don't believe. You can give them all of the information in the world. And it's just like we've said before about how you can't control what your child is going to grow up to be, or who they're going to emulate, or what they're going to be like. You can leave the best possible structure in place for them to succeed at life, and they could still be a complete fucking disappointment to you. Maybe they're not even a disappointment to themselves, but they're a disappointment to you because they didn't fall into whatever lines it was that you set for them. And that is just fucking life, because you cannot control people. Mm-hmm. You can give people all the best groundwork in the world to do something, and they're not going to necessarily succeed at it. Like, anything that people do is going to be completely on their own merit and their own decision to do so. When I stayed in a bad relationship for as long as I did, that was on me. Did I have opportunities to go? Could I have said, fuck it? Like, basically, when I left that abusive relationship, right, I was like, I'm going to lose everything, and I'm going to do this anyway, because I really thought that I was going to lose everything and probably end up offing myself. I really thought that.
Or getting killed.
But guess what? I thought that every single year, multiple times in a year, for so much of that relationship, and I didn't do anything. Eventually, you just are going to make that decision to do the thing that's fucking scary, to do the thing that challenges you, or to overcome something or not. But no matter what, that is you who did that. Nobody, if someone can hold your fucking hand through it and you can pull your grip out, that is going to be on you. No matter what comes your way, I'm sorry, but you have some responsibility for it. And I'm not saying that people don't do things to you that harm you. I'm not saying that, because obviously there are victims. I have been a victim, but I am not going to define my entire life based off shitty things that were done to me. I'm going to define myself and going to define who I am based on the things that I did to overcome those things. That is what I want to be proud of. I don't want to be known as someone who was just fucking trampled on and who will continue to be a victim and continue to be trampled on because this, that, and the other thing, and all these people holding me down and stopping me from living my best life. I am not always living my best life, but I am living the best possible version of it because I am trying every day to do better, to be better, and to figure out how to get over the humps and obstacles that I put in my own way. Even those fucking relationships, we made the decision. We didn't listen to the red flags. We didn't listen to the people that told us, hey, this is probably not going to be a good situation for you. We glossed right over that because we thought we knew better. So sometimes you have to fucking admit that you don't know better, and you have to figure out how to know better next time. But that's nobody else's fault but your own. Sorry.
Boom.
Not sorry. Don't hate me because I have great tits and correct opinions and know how to read upside down.
I know. When I walked in, I was like, great tits. She's like, thanks. And I was just reading the shirt. That's a great shirt. Is this a TikTok find? Fuck.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the other one? I got one for free.
Wait, you showed me the last one that you got.
Oh, so I got, shout out to, I just had a brain fart. Adeline Gray, who came on the podcast before, is an old episode. It's probably been scrubbed from the airways, but it is still on YouTube. But Adeline Gray had a shirt.
Shout out.
And I fucking loved it. And it was on Instagram and it said autistic and ready to fuck. So I found it on TikTok. And I was like, add to cart. Yes, please. And so I have it now. It's sitting in my closet. But they sent me a notification that was like, hey, they haven't provided any shipping information yet. So would you like to cancel the order or wait? So I selected to wait. And then a few days after that, the shirt showed up. And I was like, perfect. Cool. And then they reached out to me and they were like, we've refunded you because they never provided any shipping information. I was like, that is so crazy that I never received that shirt. But it was meant to come to me because it was free. That's how you know
That's
I was meant to have that
awesome.
Shirt. But I thought that was cool. Should I say something? Now I feel guilty saying it out loud. I don't feel guilty.
No, it was a gift.
It's a gift from God.
You have to claim it. You have to claim it.
Just like autism. Yes. It is a gift from God. Let me lay it out right there. Now I got Australian again. That's a problem. Whenever I try to go Southern, it drops into Australian now and I can't stop it. And it's very disappointing because I used to have a good Southern accent.
There was this I don't have it saved. Otherwise I'd show it or send it to you. But I was getting served this video on Instagram of a lady who was just running through 20 different types of accents. And really well, she would change it from every time. And I'm like, that's it was dope. So relaxing because she would just be talking and making a conversation. Then all of a sudden her voice would change then she'd be talking about that region. And then she'd go into everything. And I'm like,
I like that.
It was like ASMR.
That's cool.
Yeah. I was like, this is neat.
I've been getting more requests for ASMR, but I don't know how to do it. I'll have to look into it. I have some stuff, but it's not what people are looking for, I don't think. I just don't really understand it.
Yeah.
I understand listening to certain things because I like that. But as far as jerking it, that kind of ASMR, I don't personally
understand. I think it has to be the person. It has to be their thing.
Well, different strokes for different folks. Yep. But I want to be able to understand it more before I'm creating content because I don't like making things that are subpar.
So people write in and let Molly know.
Yeah, let me know. What do you like in ASMR? I'd actually be curious. You can email the podcast, twndpodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a voicemail at 702-900-6446. Because I haven't made too much ASMR, and the stuff that I have, I don't really think is really ASMR. So I'm curious how to make the best possible ASMR because, listen, I like to be the best at everything that I do. Am I? Absolutely the fuck not. However, I like to learn because I like to fucking improve myself and not blame other people because I don't know how to do ASMR. Instead, I ask for advice. So if you want to give me some advice, you know where to contact me.
Also, I just had this idea. What if it was twndpodcast.com?
Shut the front door.
Yo!
twndpodcast.com. Can you do a .com?
Like a sticker. No, you can't. I don't think. Uh-oh. What is there that a .com? It
probably
could be
not.
A merch thing, though, because that's so cute. .com.
Hey. The first thing that comes up is, what's the difference between semen and sperm?
Is there...
Semen, also known as seminal fluid, is a bodily fluid that contains spermatoza. So wait, hang on, I got there. Spermatozoa. Spermatozoa are secreted by the male gonads. Oh. Those gonads. Semen extender. Wait, this is too much about ejaculation and how it works, complications and disorders. Y'all know how much I love making content, and one of the most important things for quality videos is lighting. But who wants the same old boring ring light? You can upgrade from basic to adorable at kawaiilighting.com with code TWND for 10% off. This podcast is lit by Kawaii Lighting's star-shaped ring light. There are also heart and kitty cat options to make you feel as cute as these lights look.
Kawaii Lighting has many RGB options, which you'll have seen used in many of my videos and photos. Don't be basic. Stand out with Kawaii Lighting by using code TWND to save 10% and help support this wholesome pod. Let them know we sent you.
Okay, hang on. I think I have something in my notes.
Oh my gosh, I have to bring something up.
Please do.
Have you seen the commercials for Blue Chew?
I have heard, like, someone read on podcasts.
So I'm at, like, I'm watching TV at home, right?
Yeah.
But, like, when I watch TV, I don't watch. It's background music. But all of a sudden, I hear Carlo go, because we're in the same room, but I'm not paying attention. I just hear it. And then he goes, damn, that last commercial had a lot of chicks with their tits out. Like, and I went, like, huh? Tits out? What do you mean? He goes, there were just, like, a lot of chicks with their tits out. And I was like, what were they talking about? Well, this is just all he says. Their tits are out. And I'm like, I knew they weren't naked. They were on TV. Yeah. It's like, we're talking, like,
I don't know if they, like, blurred them or something.
No, well, I didn't go there, but good question. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what were they talking about in the commercial, Carlo? He's like, I don't know, something blue. And I was like, oh, it had to be Blue Chew. Like, right?
Because Carlo's like, just like, that's a lot of titties.
Yeah, that's all the guys think.
That's a funny thing. So, they're not going to get
about
any
blue.
They're not going to get anyone to buy their product because the guys are going to be like, well, what's tits. It called? Blue tits. Blue tits. That's not what I was looking for, but I'm interested. And then they go down a porn hole.
Yeah. And then I'm laughing because, like, his mom's around and I'm like, she's like, what's Blue Chew? And I'm like, it's a boner chew thing, like a boner thing. To like, and she's like, huh? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, why would people do that? And I'm like, so they could just be really hard for a long time. And she's like, and I'm like, yeah. It's a thing.
Why would you?
Like, I guess they, yeah, people don't know about it. But yeah, if there's commercials out there and I did end up seeing the commercial. Yeah.
I've never seen a commercial for it. I've only heard them on podcasts.
Can I show it to you?
Yeah, I'm down. But we can mute this part. Yeah.
We're not advertising them because they don't, you know, no free ads.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. I feel like, I wonder if that stuff is good for you or bad, like if you use it and don't need it, because you know that's a thing on porn sets where a lot of guys they take like a boner pill all the time, like they need it to get hard. And I wonder if there's a point, because initially I've heard that they start taking it to make it harder, like really fill that sucker up, you know what I'm saying? But doesn't it get to a point of like reliance? And I don't know how. I mean, if you need it after a certain age, but I worry about.
See the boobs? Yeah. I don't even think that was the right one, but that was the one it gave me. And like, I was just like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But like.
I wonder, though. I do wonder, because I'm not a doctor or scientist. So I was just curious.
Well, I know those aren't those aren't like Viagra strength.
Like they don't.
They're like just.
They're not just like supplement. A little bump.
No, it's like I think it's just like supplements, I guess, that will help you get aroused. Maybe it's fake. Maybe it's all placebo.
Man.
I know.
If there's a day that comes that I have to take a pill to get aroused, and this is no hate if you have to take a pill, but I'm gonna be real sad.
Yeah.
That's my point. Is like I would be very, very sad, and I hope that doesn't happen. It might.
Me too. I hope it never happens.
But.
I think we're just horn dogs for life. And then
I'm
going
to be like 85, like humping my pillow.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, money. But I keep going.
Yes.
So I don't care.
Yes.
One step closer to death with every
you
knee replacement.
You just take your foot off or leg off.
I suddenly just don't have a leg.
Yeah. Fuck it. And then you'll still be riding the pillow.
I had a lot of cheesecake later in life. Had a lot of diabetes. Oh, my God.
Fuck it. I mean, what if, like, there's surgeries later in life where, like, you can just, like, take a limb off if it hurt?
That would be pretty sick.
Like, my ankle hurts. Okay, let's make it detachable. So we could take that
pain. Just take it off. I want to just go into, like, a robot body. Like, what kind of robot body would you have?
Like Bender.
Like Bender?
Kiss my shiny metal ass.
I was thinking, like, I want to be able to, like, change shapes in...
That'd be dope.
Body. Like, have you seen that the Love, Death, and Death, Love,
yes,
and Robots?
Or you
Love,
showed
Death,
me
and Robots.
That show.
Have you seen the one where it's like she's the, like the Nine Tails cat looking demon thing?
So there's this one show, and it's like every animation is different, blah blah blah. But she basically starts off as this like demon god thing, and eventually over time it's like goes through this steampunk era thing, and she turns into a robot.
Whoa.
And it's pretty cool because it's like, anyway, the graphics are really cool on it, but it'd be cool to be able to have like a shape-shifting robot body.
Maybe we should do that.
I don't think the technology is there yet.
AI.
Just like the technology isn't there yet for filter reminders. Oh, wait. That one is
available.
God damn, that guy is just such a fucking... Anyway, one last question for you. What was the peanut butter of your childhood?
Skippy. You?
I can't remember. Because apparently this is a thing, like... People are like, this was the peanut butter. I'm like, I really can't remember. I don't know if it was Jif. I don't know if it was Great Value that looked like the same branding as Jif. I don't know if it was Skippy. I remember sometimes there was a Crunchy. But I don't, oh, I have crunchy, no yeah. idea.
It was Crunchy, but it was Skippy Crunchy.
It was Crunchy.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't think I liked Crunchy. Because it was like, at this point,
what about
why
now?
Are there random
you
chunks
like
you have to worry about choking on?
Do you like it now or?
No.
Oh. No. I like super chunks.
But I remember there being chunky peanut butter.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things that I'm like, it's so creamy. But then there's like random. It's like having a brownie and suddenly there's a walnuts in it.
I'm into that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, it what makes a lot of sense.
Oatmeal cookies.
Yes.
With or without raisins?
With.
Oh.
It's like carrot cake with chunks of raisins.
Like,
yes.
It's like it's a different texture that's still hard. See, if it's like if it's something with meltable chips, when you bite into them, they're like soft. So it's still like with a soft consistency. But for me, I'm going into something like soft and squishy, and then I'm like greeted by a nut. And
yeah.
I'm like, this is a surprise nut I was not prepared for. I normally am prepared for the nut, you know what I'm saying? But when you're not expecting it and you get like a walnut, or all of a sudden there's like a raisin, and I'm just like, now I have extra chewing.
It might be the
for
tism.
No reason. I think it is.
It must be.
Because the other day I made oatmeal cookies and I had the plot. I was going through, I was making them, and I reach into my cabinet for raisins and I stopped myself and I was like, I remember specifically like eating around the raisins, like just leaving little chunks of cookie
so like,
around the raisins, or I would like spit out the raisins, like, you know, just throw it out. I'm like, why am I about to put raisins into the oatmeal cookies? I don't like that. And for years I've just made them with raisins and then I don't eat the raisins. They're so good without the raisins.
You're an adult now. You can make it raisinless.
I had that moment where I was like, I can just make whatever I want.
Just like the green bean casserole, not on Thanksgiving.
Crazy. Anyway, everybody, I would
I
like you to
that.
Give your email bangs a flip for me.
And
I would
email
like
the podcast.
Please, twndpodcast@gmail.com. We also have our 3-year anniversary come in. Up to play the music video for y'all. This is a horrible song. So please also get your email and voicemail submissions in by July 22nd, because that is when we'll be filming our 3-year anniversary. So we want to make sure that if any submissions, favorite episodes, favorite guests, favorite look back moments, questions about the pod, anything that you want to share, 3-year anniversary, put it somewhere in the body of the email. Follow the podcast on Instagram and X at TWND Podcast. You can follow me on Instagram at This Redhead is SFW. And you can follow Laura
at Wham Glam Artistry.
You can also join us on Patreon.com/TWND Podcast. If you join our dirtbag tier, you get access to all of our skits, our photo sets, thought takes episodes, which are me and Lingerie ranting every single month, sometimes multiple times in a month. We also be having our monthly Zoom chats. We will be having a viewing party of the music video.
Mm-hmm.
So join any dirtbag tier. And we also still, at the time of recording, have 3 spots left to enter our giveaway. So the next 3 people to join are entered into the drawing of 10 that are going to win a merch bundle from the podcast.
Get with it.
So thank you all for coming, and we will see you Monday.
Come.
The Totally Wholesome, Not Dirty podcast is presented by TWND Productions, created and hosted by Molly Stewart, co-hosted by Laura Contreras, and produced by David Warren.